yesterday I talked about how I've been writing a lot lately and how the sheer act of writing more for myself had opened up my mind and my experience to a new range of words. I also said I'd share one of my own poems on today's recording. So, have you ever said something you later wished that you could take back? That's where I am today. I went to look for some of my old poetry, but I've either deleted all my old files or I no longer have access to the right account. Basically, they're gone. So I'm going to share a kind of dark poem. I've been writing a lot more lately, so you're going to get a new one. This one's fresh, as in I wrote it just this morning. But I'm going to follow it up with some hopeful verse from the great poet Dylan Thomas to kick off your day and hopefully inspire you. Sound good? All right, so this is called For the Record, and it's written by me. For the record, it wasn't all monsters and misunderstandings. It wasn't all waking up in the middle of the night to find where Dad was sleeping and with whom. It wasn't promises from 8-year-old cold, shaking lips to never get married, never have kids. My mother sounding angry and unconvinced. Oh, you'll change your mind. It wasn't all fear and loneliness. It wasn't all ghosts and nightmares. And it wasn't all drinking cheap box wine at 16 and running down the gravel road with my sister and Jason, wearing fancy prom dresses purchased on the cheap, running and laughing on a moonlit night, goblets in hand, no one but the coyotes on that Missouri back road to see our procession. A night like that is legend. But it wasn't all screams to leave her alone or breathless promises already broken. It wasn't waiting for hours on the front porch outside, bag packed for his designated weekend. He never showed. I wrote my first poem on a day like that. But it wasn't all like that. No, not all. Yeah, kind of dark. But you know what? Let's follow that up with a great poem by Dylan Thomas, called In the Beginning. I mean, isn't that promising? In the Beginning by Dylan Thomas. In the beginning was the three-pointed star. One smile of light across the empty face. One bow of bone across the rooting air. The substance fort that marrowed the first sun and burning ciphers on the round of space. Heaven and hell mixed as they spun. In the beginning was the pale signature, three-syllabled and starry as the smile. And after came the imprints on the water, stamp of the minted face upon the moon, the blood that touched the cross tree and the grail, touched the first cloud and left a sign. In the beginning was the mounting fire that set alight the weathers from a spark, a three-eyed, red-eyed spark, blunt as a flower, life rose and spouted from the rolling seas, burst in the roots, pumped from the earth and rock, the secret oils that drive the grass. In the beginning was the word that from the solid bases of the light abstracted all the letters of the void. And from the cloudy bases of the breath, the word flowed up, translating to the heart first characters of birth and death. In the beginning was the secret brain. The brain was celled and soldered in the thought before the pitch was forking to a sun, before the veins were shaking in their sieve, bloodshot and scattered to the winds of light, the ribbed original of love.
I
hope you enjoyed that and got something out of it. And listen, if you really like this particular type of content that I put out, please let me know. It's very much a departure from anything that I have been putting out for the previous lifetime. So actually, since I was in college. So if you like the poetry, if you are interested in sort of deep thoughts on a daily basis, let me know. Let me know, comment back, leave a recording here on Anchor, or if you're listening to this on one of the socials that's not Anchor, then let me know, whether that means a thumbs up or a tweet or a comment. I just really like to know that, if you're getting some kind of joy or guidance or anything from this. All right. Thanks, everybody, and have a great rest of the day. I'll come back to you tomorrow.